10-2 record for the Grundy R5 Panthers picked up another successful victory on the road on Thursday at Southwest Livingston, 64-31. Congrats on that, Coach Stillwell.
Thank you.
What went well for the guys on Thursday? What did you take out of that from a really positive standpoint?
I think the best thing we did, you know, I thought our press looked better that game than has any other game. I thought we'd done a really great job of flying around and rotating, and, you know, that led to some early buckets, and, you know, we got Southwest uncomfortable early on, and they could never really settle in offensively.
Do you feel like, you know, obviously you look at your team and you go, we have a pretty good team, but we don't want to be the same team at the Novinger tournament to start the season as we are by the time we get to districts last week of February? Where do you feel like your team's making progress and really starting to put things together and improving, Coach?
The role players, you know, surrounding Corbin Axel are really starting to step up. We're starting to see a lot more consistent games out of Cole Peterson, and, you know, Aiden Raines has done a lot better job of here lately of taking care of the ball, scoring when presented to him, and, you know, sophomore that we kind of looked at a lot to do some more scoring this year, and Hunter Miller has, he stepped up a lot against Southwest and had 13, which is a season high for him. So it's really good to see our role players stepping up into their roles and filling them.
I recognized, or at least I took some notice in the game that I called against Putnam County that you won at Holiday Hoops, about what a good basketball player. He just kind of, you know, he has the body type to be a good player, but you mentioned Hunter Miller. And I thought that just he, with having some size at that, you know, small forward shooting guard position, that could be a really effective player for you here down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, Hunter's just a young sophomore, so he's learning. We didn't rely on him a whole lot last year to do scoring, so this year we've pushed him to score the ball more, so he's kind of figuring out when to go and when not to go, and I think this second half of the season we're starting to see a change in his offensive abilities.
If you take care of your business this week, Coach, you're going to be really, really good positioned to, you know, to get a regular season championship in the HDC Conference. Obviously, you have a couple of games toward the end of the month you got to deal with, too. But when you talk about goals, how high on your goal list was to win this conference championship in 2023?
It's a very high goal. You know, Winston has basically dominated the conference for the past decade, so, you know, we definitely want to take back control of that and, you know, get our names up there as conference champs.
I know East Harrison, in the couple games that I've seen from them, they're struggling a little bit. But with that being said, you be the first one to tell your guys, listen, you go up to East Harrison, whether it's the Canesville gym or the Ridgeway gym, you play them on their floor, that's going to be probably 5-10 points for them. They're going to be more confident on their floor. So is that kind of the message that you're getting through to your guys later today in practice?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, the boys know that anytime we go on the road, the home team's going to play just a little bit better. You know, when we play, you know, East Harrison, our main goal is to play as perfect as possible. You know, we treat this game like we're walking in against, it's a district championship or a conference championship. So we're just really focused on that aspect.
Yeah, bottom line is, and I know where you're coming from on this, the opponent is irrelevant. It doesn't matter who the opponent is, about you guys getting better, right?
Absolutely.
What do you know about Linn County, Coach? You go there Thursday, you got any sort of scouting report on the Mustangs?
A little bit. You know, we know they return a couple of their main scorers from last year's squad. So they're playing at a pretty decent level. You know, they played with a lot of really good teams. You know, I've seen they struggle to pull out wins against those tough teams, but, you know, they're playing right there with them. So definitely a team that we can't overlook going into that game.
If you look at that Mercer game on Friday, I know you went to Mercer and you played really well up there. You won 62-25. But in talking with you and in talking with Mercer, are the records different, the pedigree different this year? Probably a little bit. But the storyline's kind of the same, where Mercer has kind of a go-to guy in Tyler Meineke, Deer, Corbin Axtell, and Mercer's trying to develop some of that scoring depth around Meineke, and it's starting to come for them a little bit. So I think it's, you know, certainly, you know, it's an intriguing matchup to me just for that, although it does look like that your team and Mercer are maybe a year or two apart in the rebuilding process, but I'm sure Mercer has your attention for Friday night, correct?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely, you know, it's homecoming night, so, you know, the boys are definitely getting excited for that. They know what's at stake. You know, like we said, every time we play a conference opponent, it's a conference championship, so it doesn't matter if it's East Harrison or Mercer. You know, that's what we know we're playing for.
You want to get to the end of the season, and your goal is to win a district championship. There's no question about that. Are you treating the Meadville tournament next week, Coach, as kind of a little tune-up for districts to kind of get into a gym, a packed gym, where you got some good matchups and see how you can handle that sort of atmosphere?
It is. You know, anytime you're able to play for a championship or be in a tournament where you can play for a championship, you know, it always kind of resembles that district championship feeling. So, you know, we definitely want to start off this Meadville tournament at a high level. You know, we were fortunate enough to get the one seed, you know, so that's just to the work of the guys have put in so far this year. So we want to get to that championship game and win it, so we know how to win it, you know, when we come to late February.
Yeah, that, and you'd be the first one to say, too, and we've had this discussion in the past, all the one seed means is that you guys are pretty good, but it also means you're going to have a target on your back, right?
Absolutely. You know, everybody knows who the one seed is, and, you know, they definitely going to play the best basketball against them.
Who else is in that tournament that kind of caught your eye next week, Coach?
You know, we see, you know, Minden will be, Northwest Minden will be over there. We haven't seen them in a few years, but we know they're going to be pretty decent. And, you know, we'll see Hale as well. They're the three seed. You know, Hale was the one who knocked us off last year. So we know there's some teams over there that can compete with us. But, you know, at the end of the day, we know what we got to do in order to win.
Yeah, that's already kind of something that's on my radar for next week. I think the Meadville Invitational could be a really good tournament, girls and guys, next week. Coaches, I always appreciate the time on this Monday afternoon. We'll catch up with you again next week. Good luck this week.
Thank you.